Hello, this is Rob Black speaking. I'd like to share with you a lesson that I enjoy doing that I call stork standing. And I find it really helpful for my shoulders, my neck, low back, pelvis, thighs, and even knees. It can be used in a variety of locations. Initially, you'll probably need about 25 minutes to listen to the recording, but you'll certainly be able to shorten it and do just different small parts of it while you're in a variety of locations. Some people like to do it while they're chopping vegetables. Other people will do it standing on the subway. Or if you're at work, you can take a few minutes, stand up, and do some of the movements just to free up your shoulders, your low back, your pelvis, and your knees. So here's the lesson. For this lesson, you can do it in your kitchen. What you want is a counter at least waist high, or you can even use the back of a chair. The purpose of the back of the chair is to provide stability so that you can put your hand on it. So stand facing the back of the chair or the counter, and take your starting off, just choose one foot and take it behind your other leg and see if you can grasp it. So take your right foot, take it behind your left leg, see if you can grasp it with your left hand, and then simply put the foot down. And then try it with the other leg. That is, take your left foot up, bring it behind the right leg and see if you can grasp it with the right hand, and then put it down. Compare to see which is the easy side, which is the more comfortable side, taking the right foot up behind you and grasping it, or the left foot up and grasping it. If it's difficult to do that, then you can also use some kind of tool, some piece of cloth or a towel to put around, or the hem of your pant leg to go around the ankle to hold the foot. If that's not possible, maybe we'll try another different lesson. Next, have both feet flat on the floor. Of course, no shoes or slippers. And then just maybe starting with your hands, both hands on the counter or the back of the chair. Simply round your back, and then return. Round the back, and then return. Now the next time you round the back, pay particular attention that your top of your pelvis is going backward. It doesn't have to go back very far, but just that you can sense that it's going back. That's it. And then think of the middle of the back, the little bit of the lower back. Even you could even put the back of one hand on there so you can feel that it's rounding backward. That's it. And then if you can put that same hand between your shoulder blades somehow or other, just so that when you come forward you can feel that area rounding a little bit too. You don't have to force it to round. If it doesn't, that's okay. Later on you can check it, or the next time you do this lesson you may find it easier. And finally, of course, your neck is going to round as you go down. Maybe even now stand upright, find a spot straight ahead of you, and think of a line that goes down the wall across from you, down all the way to the floor and maybe towards your feet, and slowly begin to round your back so your eyes and nose follow that line down the wall, maybe even to the floor, and maybe even towards your feet, wherever it's comfortable. And then follow it back up. That's it. Just do that one or two times. That's it. Good? Now the opposite movement is going in the opposite direction. That is arching. So maybe we'll start with the line on the wall going upward across the ceiling. So imagine that spot on the far wall, and then think of a line going up towards the ceiling and across the ceiling over top of your head. And so simply begin to arch your back a little bit and allow your head to tip a little bit and your eyes to go quite a bit up and go across then down to that spot, and repeat it, arching the back, letting the back arch, the eyes roll up, going across the ceiling, returning across the ceiling, down the wall to that spot. Now let's look at arching a little bit more. So you start to tip, maybe this time just use only your neck, so you feel a little bit of arch in the neck as you go up a little bit and then down. Don't go very far, just a little bit up, just so you feel a little arch in the neck. Next, maybe ask your shoulder blades, the spine between your shoulder blades, to come forward a little bit, causing a little arch. And that's where the primary movement is, and you'll feel your head going up a little bit and sinking down. Your nose and eyes will go up a little bit. That's good. Instead, make the arch in your low back. That's it. Just arch a little bit. You don't have to arch very much. That's it. Good. And then finally, you can even think of your tailbone tipping back a little bit. That's it. Good. And then you can put all of that together. See which parts move easily and which parts are a little slower to move. It's not so important right at the beginning. Okay, we're just thinking of different ways that the folding and arching can be. Next, go back to bringing one foot up towards its opposite hand. So bring the right foot to the left hand. Feel how the ease with which you can do that, sense your sense of balance. Of course, you're going to balance on your right hand. Then put that foot down, bring the left foot up, catch it with the right hand, support yourself with the left. See how that feels? Put the foot down and compare which foot now is the easy one. So with the easy one now, bring it up and put it in the opposite hand. Support yourself with the one hand on the tabletop or the chair. And now go back to that idea of rounding. So round the back a little bit and then return. And as you round your back, just listen to the different parts that we looked at earlier. Whether it's the top of the pelvis, or the low back, or between the shoulder blades, or even the neck. Which of those, notice which of those places move, which of those round for you. That's great. Then put the foot down, pause a moment. If you were holding your breath, now is a great time to breathe. Or to remind yourself, too, that you can breathe while doing this little lesson. Next, again, bring that same foot up. Catch it with the hand, making sure you're supported by the opposite hand. And now, take your foot behind you a bit and let it return. So maybe its resting place is against your thigh. So take it away from the thigh, backward a little bit, and let it return. Just in a comfortable way, the whole lower leg goes back. You'll feel your knee going back. You'll feel your foot. You can sense your foot going back. Now pause with the shin or the ankle against the back of your thigh. And now take your foot to the side that you're holding. So if it's your left hand that's holding the foot, take your left hand further to the side. Or if it's your right hand holding the foot, take the foot to the right side. And anyways, take it across and you'll feel that bent knee coming closer to the other knee. Just feel that for a moment, see how far it goes. And then one or two times go back to taking the foot backwards. Notice if it goes back in a different way or easier. Good. Drop the foot. Pause. While we've done that movement with the easy leg, let's try it with a leg that was a little bit more awkward. So grasp that other opposite foot with the hand, and the support is by the same hand as the knee that's bent. And now, as we did with the other side, take that foot backward a little bit, the whole lower leg and the knee actually going back and returning. You don't go very far. Not so far that you really need to drop your shoulders or anything. just seeing what's possible. You might only go back a fraction of an inch, or you might go back a couple of inches. Just move it so that you can still breathe easily. The next movement is side to side, which is taking the foot in the direction of the hand that's holding it. So just slide the foot. You could slide the shin along the inside of your leg, and you might go all the way to the knee, or you might only go a quarter of an inch. It actually doesn't matter. Just feel what's possible. Good. And then let it go. Rest with both feet. I think you can rest standing. And then if you like, breathe easily and look around. You may feel that your posture has already changed. You may feel differences in your low back, your mid back, upper back, your neck. We've done movements of rounding the back. We've done movements of arching the back. We've done movements of taking each foot backward, lower leg backward, and to the side. So let's put some of that together. So whichever is your easy leg, bring it up, grasp it with your hand. And now begin to just round your back. Round your back. You feel your head coming down a little bit, your shoulders coming forward. And you feel your back rounding backwards. That's it. Sense the upper part of your pelvis going back, your low back going back a little bit. That's it. Good. What did you do with the foot you're holding? Now, see if it's possible to round your back and invite the... Tell you what, round your back, hold it there, and then take the foot back and return. With the rounded back, take the foot back and return. Do that a couple of times. Of course, you might need more support with your supporting hand. That's okay. Good. Good. Now, again, stand with holding the foot. Now, this time, start to round your back. And as your back rounds, take your foot back. That's it. And then as you straighten, bring the foot back. That's it. Round the back, slowly letting the foot go back. It doesn't matter how far it goes. And then straighten and bring the foot back. That's it. One more time. Round. Now this time, don't move the foot. Just round your back. See if it rounds further now. And then when you're as far as is comfortable, take the foot back and return. See what that's like with the back rounded. That's it. Next time the foot is as far as it'll go, then straighten the back, bring the foot back in close to the standing leg, and then let it go and just stand comfortably. Sense now what it's like. Sense your balance on the two legs. Sense your breathing. Turn your head from side to side. Notice what that's like. Good. Well, let's do the same thing, but with the other leg. So take the other foot, the one that was less comfortable being held, bring it up, hold it with that hand. Get as much support with the supporting arm as you need. And now, one time, just having your head upright, bring that foot backwards. Notice it probably doesn't go back as far as your other foot did. And now, leaving that foot hanging probably very close to your thigh, the back of your thigh, your hamstring. Now, round your back. Practice rounding the back and then coming back up, but just letting that leg hang. Just rounding the back in an easy way and returning and noticing which part of your back rounds again, the pelvis, the lower back, between the shoulder blades, the neck. That's it. Maybe some parts round more easily than others. Good. Next, round down, hold it, and then invite the foot to go back a little bit and return. So your back is rounded, and you're just inviting the foot to go back a little bit, or the knee and the foot and the shin go back a little bit and return. That's it. Just try that easily, comfortably. If you feel an ache or a pain, If you need to adjust your position, go ahead doing that. And then come up standing upright. And then round and take, this time round the back and take the foot back simultaneously. And then come back up to standing. One more time, round the foot backwards. Come back up to standing. Let it go. Put your foot down and rest. Check now your balance between the two sides. How your head turns. Good. Let's pause here for a moment. And now take yourself for a walk. Just walk around a little bit. Sense your feet on the floor. Sense your degree of uprightness, your ease in your chest, your neck, your back. And then come back to your station where you were, either at your kitchen counter or facing the back of the chair. And just take a moment and to bring up one, to compare the ease of bringing one foot up and then the other. So I'll bring one foot up, see what that's like, the other foot up. It's okay if you need to bend to be able to find that foot. Just compare the two. See if there's something different, easier about it. And then, again, choose the one that's the easier one and let's continue. Now, this time, remember what we did at the beginning. You found a spot on the far wall and you arched your back. So again, just do that. Find that spot on the far wall. Arch, just find a place to arch so your head and eyes follow that line up towards the ceiling and back down. And just repeat. Just very gently. You can listen to which parts of your spine move, your tailbone or your low back or the space between your shoulder blades, your neck. But don't overdo it in any place. It's just a small movement. Good. Now we're going to take the foot back. Take the foot back, leave it there, and then again follow the line going up towards the ceiling and back down, and listen to which parts arch a little bit and which parts straighten. Do some parts not move as much now that the foot is brought back a little bit? It doesn't. Just listen to that, but don't force anything. You may find that your front begins to feel longer. You may feel your tummy wants to come forward or your chest comes forward. Allow that, or your breathing wants to be freer. Allow anything like that to happen. Good. Then pause. And now just take the foot back. Notice if there's a change in how far the foot goes back. Good. And now see if you can coordinate the two together. That is, letting the eyes rise up and the foot go back a little bit further. You may find now that your chest and shoulders are coming a little bit down and forward. That's part of the movement. That's it. Finding out what's possible now. Good. Next time the foot is, you're straight, drop the foot, pause, let it rest on the floor. Sense your degree of balance, left and right. Look around. There's one more part to this, for this side. So again, lift that same foot up, grab it with the hand. You can have it hold any part of the foot, even the ankle. And now begin to invite that leg to swing in the direction of the hand that's holding it. You don't have to go very far. If you went as far as behind the standing leg, that would be quite amazing. But if you only went a quarter of an inch, that would be profoundly delightful too. And do that a few times. Let it swing to the side and back in a lazy kind of way. And then bring it over to the side. That side, let it stay there. If you wish, you can glue the shin to the back of the leg. And now begin to arch the back and return. And using your eyes and nose as a reference for the degree of arching, notice which parts you somehow prefer to arch. That's it. Good. Next time your nose is at the center, let your knee return back to its neutral place and slide that whole leg again over to the side. And notice if there's something easier about it. Maybe it goes further. And now coordinate arching the back and taking the foot to the side as you arch up, letting your shoulders coming forward, and then letting your eyes come down and the knee come back to its resting place. Maybe try it one more time. Arching, letting your eyes go up. And then as the knee comes back, the whole spine straightens. And then finally, take the foot back and let the back arch. Feel how different that is now. How much more stable you are. Wonderful. Drop the foot. Rest a moment. Sense now your degree of comfort on that leg, that whole leg. Sense of balance. If you like, you can go for a little walk and then come back. And now let's try the other leg, the leg that you've done your easy leg, now your leg that wasn't quite so easy. And so bring that foot up to the hand, and if you need to bend to grasp it, that's okay. And if you're still using the cuff of your pants, that's fine. Make sure your other hand is supporting you as need be. And as we did before, just take the leg back a little bit and return. See how it goes back, what's comfortable. Now, let the leg rest, or even against the back of the thigh of the standing leg, and simply let your eyes rise to the ceiling and back down. Each time you do that, notice which parts of the spine, from the tailbone to the top of the head, which of those are part of that arching and how they come back. You may find the front lengthening a little bit. Then pause. Now take the foot back and the knee back and leave it back. And now again, do the arch. You may not go nearly as far. It doesn't matter. Just allow some parts of your back to arch so that your eyes and nose go up a little bit and back down. That's it. And if there's any difficulty with balance, then you know you've gone too far, so next time you just won't go quite as far. You can breathe easily. Bring the leg back, resting against the knee. Pause. And now, just leaving yourself upright, take your leg back. Notice if it goes back a little further. Your back may arch, but you're upright. Good. That may be different now. Now, let's go sideways. That is, let the foot go in the direction of the hand that's holding it. Going to the side and return. Going to the side and return. Notice the freedom. Only so far as it's easy. And now hold it to the side. Somehow or other, you can rest the shin against the back of the leg. And now begin to arch the back and return. Arching the back and return. You won't go nearly as far. It's not so important how far you go. It's a new movement for your whole system for it to solve. Having done that a couple of times, let the leg go back to where it will hang. And now take the foot back. See how far it goes That's lovely. Good. Now, just one final time, start again with the leg going to that very same side and see if you can arch your back as it goes to the side and return. It's kind of like you're playing a guitar with the shin being a bow, the top, it's a bass guitar, so the head is the top and your foot, of course, is on the ground. And so you're just strumming a note, but your back is arching as you do that. That's it. Good. Then let it go, let the foot drop. Sense now your balance on your feet, sense your back. One or two times, round your back. See what it's like to round your back. See how much more range there might be. Or you can try arching your back, seeing the change of range. Good. When your eyes are at the horizon, look all the way around. See what that's like. Wonderful. Take yourself for a walk. Notice what changes you feel. Thanks again for joining me for this lesson that I call the Standing Stork or the Stork lesson. Again, you can, as you get used to it, you can shorten it any ways you like so that it fits into your daily routine. You can use it, as I said, when you're working at the kitchen counter, doing other work at a upper bench and maybe woodworking. Or if you're sitting at a desk and finding your neck getting a little stiff, you can stand up for a moment and do parts of the lesson standing right at your work desk. I do hope you enjoy this, and I look forward to any feedback and questions you do send me. Thanks again. Bye for now.